Kate and Tom prided themselves on being careful planners, especially when it came to something as important as retirement. They decided to retire early, Tom from his job as a professor, Kate from hers as a social worker. And since both were Civil War buffs, they bought a home in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, near the battlefield. They decided to purchase an older house, a fixer-upper, but it was worth it because they loved the old-fashioned fireplaces, rough-hewn wood floors, antique leaded glass, and beautiful carved banisters. Kate and Tom saved diligently for retirement and had accumulated a sizable nest egg. Now that they were living off savings rather than income, they decided to invest their funds conservatively, so they put most of their assets into a variable annuity. All went well for the first couple of years, and between trips to antique fairs and visits from their grandchildren, Kate and Tom were having the time of their lives. They went a little overboard here and there, upgrading the house and property, but this was the place the kids would have forever, so it seemed money well spent. Then the unexpected happened. Kate had a stroke. She was paralyzed on the left side. With hard work in rehab, Kate recovered much of her function, but she remained wheelchair-bound and required the assistance of home health aides 24/7. A good long-term care insurance policy helped cover the costs, which was a blessing. Not all long-term care policies actually cover in-home care. As Kate worked toward recovery, problems began to emerge. Because it was an older house, there was no bath or shower on the ground floor. The doorways were too narrow to accommodate a wheelchair, and the kitchen was so small that Kate couldn't enter it at all. She was essentially a prisoner of the living room. Not a good situation for someone with her busy, active personality. They explored the possibility of installing a ramp for Kate to enter and leave the house, and a lift to get her up and down the stairs, but the price of retrofitting the home was substantial. When the stock market tanked in 2008, the monthly income from their variable annuity went from $4,000 to less than $2,400. Because they were not yet fully vested in the annuity, this typically takes anywhere from 6 to 10 years, Kate and Tom were unable to access their funds without incurring a substantial early withdrawal penalty. At this point, they could no longer make their mortgage payments. They were forced to sell their house at a loss. Tom moved in with their daughter and her husband, and he went back to work part-time to help cover the bills. Kate entered a nursing home. The happy retirement that Kate and Tom had long envisioned was gone. Have you ever met anyone who wanted to spend their retirement years relying on others for help and support? Of course not. Kate and Tom certainly didn't. Like Kate and Tom, most of us plan to live at home, doing what we please, free to live out those long-deferred dreams that were put off in favor of work and raising a family. If most of us would like to spend our retirement years at home, why don't we? Sometimes the reasons are unavoidable. Poor health may require round-the-clock nursing care. Cognitive decline from Alzheimer's disease and other factors may make independent living impossible. But sometimes people can't live at home not because of health problems, but because they fail to plan ahead. They don't do the things they need to do to maintain their independence and age in place. What is aging in place? Aging in place is a national movement aimed at enabling older adults to remain in their own homes by making available the social support, health care, and home maintenance services that people need to live safe, happy, productive lives in the community. Aging in place may mean continuing to live where you have lived for many years, or moving to a new residence or new locale that maximizes your ability to live independently.